The scripture reading tonight is found in Luke chapter 2, if you want to turn in your Bibles. Luke chapter 2, we'll start reading at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, for which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. There is a story about a birthday party. There was a rich family, and they lived in a big castle, and they had a baby, and were about to celebrate the first birthday of this child. So they called all their friends, and they bought all the best food that was available, and they brought all the best drinks that were available. And people came in, and they were ushered into a place where they put their coats and everything, and then they were from there, they were taken to the sitting room or living room where they started rejoicing and singing and drinking quite a bit. And after about few hours, they had drank enough and eaten enough, and they say, "By the way, where is the baby? I mean, we have come for a birthday." And they went looking for the baby. They could not find the baby. They spent minutes and many minutes. I don't want to exaggerate and say hours, but many minutes. So they could not find the baby. But they said, "Where is the baby?" Well, the maid came and said, "The baby is in the bedroom, sleeping on the bed." And they all ran, and what they saw was a mountain of beautiful coats on that bed. And they all panicked. They started removing their coats and finally reached to the bottom of that mountain, and the baby was not breathing anymore, had died. Now, why am I telling you this story? I believe the world today is doing the same thing. And I believe that many Christians and many Christian churches are rejoicing for the birth of Jesus Christ. And yet, They cannot find Jesus. Because they are so busy with practicing the choir, as my wife did, and practicing for the piano solos, and the pastors writing their messages and reading them and going in front of the mirror. Well, okay, now, you know, I mean, so busy doing all the things that are going to excite the people at the in the church. I don't have any hair to do that, so... And finally, when someone asks, why are you doing all this? Well, it's the birthday of Jesus. Okay, where's Jesus? And who is Jesus? And I don't think everyone knows the answer. Well, there's Jesus. No, I come from a very religious country, and I've been saying this all the time because that's my experience. And they celebrate Christmas and they sing chorus hymns and songs and all kinds of things. And yet when you sit down with one of the men or women and start talking to them about Jesus or who he is and why he came, and they'll say, well, never mind those things. We are here to celebrate. Well, we came here to celebrate also. And yet we don't want to lose Jesus. And I'll take a few minutes tonight to talk to you about Jesus. Let me read to you Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 32. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." In Matthew 1, verse 21, we are told why the name Jesus was given. And I quote, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." First, let's look at the name Jesus. Moses seems to have originated the name. In Numbers 13, verse 16, we see the name given to one of Moses' men. And I quote, "These are the names of the men Moses sent to explore the land. Moses gave Hoshea, son of Nun, the name Joshua." Hoshea means salvation. The words Jehovah and Hoshea together mean God's salvation. Joshua in the Old Testament is same as Jesus in the New Testament. And Jesus, Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Now, if you go in the Greek Old Testament, you'll look for Joshua, you'll look, and you won't find the name Joshua. You'll find Jesus, Jesus. So, the original name came from those days of Moses. The name Jesus actually was quite a common name in those days. Many had copied the name of the great leader of Israel, Joshua. But Christ made this common name uncommon. From the time the unique baby born in a manger in Bethlehem was given the name Jesus, this name stopped being a common name and became very uncommon name because it had made such an impact when it was given to Christ. That name, Jesus, meant salvation to the shepherds. That name, Jesus, meant healing to the helpless and the sick. The name, Jesus, meant destruction to evil and demons. That name, Jesus, meant life to the lepers. The name Jesus meant resurrection to the dead. Jesus is the name that brings salvation today. In Acts 10 In Acts 4, verses 10 to 12, we read, "Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by whom God raised from, God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved." What does the name Jesus mean to you today? Has he brought salvation and peace to you? Have you asked him to be your Savior too? That's why he came. Many did then, and still do today, they make Jesus their Lord and Savior. The angel said that Jesus will save people from their sins, my sins, your sins. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus, the Lord, saves. And let's not forget that without Christ, Christmas would be just great theatrics. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man which we must be saved. Yes, let's celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Savior, our Savior. For if God had not come to us in the flesh, we would still be groping in darkness. Isaiah the prophet, about 700 years before the birth of Christ, said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Jesus is the reason we celebrate this evening.